it. I just went around to hear the good news, to hear the good news. I just went around to hear from you, to hear from you. Are you
out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple people eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you 'cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One horn.
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
Rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undercoat, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop, bop, a boop, a lap, a loom, bam, boom.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undercoat, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater. What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Really went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Tequila.
Hello, Hello, and welcome to the Pegasus Pageant Show on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Claire.
I'm Katie.
And it's Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
We are really excited that our show landed on Halloween this year.
Yes. It's definitely reflected in our music choices.
Yeah, we had this whole other plan. We were going to do our first theme of the year today, but then we realized...
It's Halloween.
Like,
so we had to do a Halloween theme.
Yeah, so we postponed our original theme.
You'll have to wait until next week. It's very exciting.
We're not going to tell you what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, this week is a Halloween.
I'm really excited to get trick-or-treaters.
Do
you guys not get any?
Last year, Katie and I both live off campus.
Mm-hmm. So we live in like houses.
In Medford, respectively.
Yes.
And we did not get, I think, a single trick-or-treater last year.
Really?
But I love getting trick-or-treaters, so I'm going to do my best to get them this year. Like, we're going, like, porch lights have to be on, like... all of the lights in my apartment will be on. Like,
yeah,
our neighbors put out some decorations. So
that's cute.
We look, you know, you gotta look welcoming.
Yeah,
but
so we have like some cute pumpkin cutouts that we put on our door, and then like we have like ring this doorbell for like trick or for treats or something.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, literally, like, put up a sign.
I think also too, what's different about your neighborhood's not as family. Well, it is though. I feel like it
I
does
actually
have
don't know. It's got. It doesn't have. I don't live with. Near that many students, but I also don't think there's that many kids around. I think there's a lot of adults
around.
Without children.
Yeah, I have a lot of families in my neighborhood. Even if they're like don't necessarily have kids, like the lady next door has like grandkids and stuff, so like they come and stuff. Like, that's cute. But yeah, we're very excited. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, I
what do you are do you have costumes?
Well, I had yeah, I guess.
What were you? What are you going to be?
Well, my housemate and I were Kim Possible and Ron Stoppable.
Oh, that's
at
cute.
Some point this weekend, which was very cute.
That's
we had
cute.
A little naked mole rat stuffed animal and everything. so that's a thing.
Mm, yeah, I was Elphaba.
Ooh, did you go full green?
I had green gloves and green tights.
Oh, okay, there you go.
I couldn't put any makeup on my eyes or anything like that because I had a little weird eye thing going on, but it's fine.
okay.
But, and then my friend was a flying monkey.
Oh,
so
nice.
It was cute.
That's really cute.
It was fun. I enjoyed it.
What was your favorite Halloween costume when you were a child?
I
guess.
Yeah. I really liked... I was Hermione Granger.
I was also Hermione one year.
I know that's really generic for our generation, but like...
Well, she was such a role model, like, for us as little girls. Like, she was so important.
One picture of me as a Jedi, and
ooh.
It is so funny. Yeah, I was like 10. I had like my hair in a low ponytail, like super like ready to go in my
that's
Jedi costume,
amazing.
And I was thrilled. It was wonderful.
Wow.
So I stick to those fantasy sci-fi.
Yeah. That's say a lot about a person, I think. Halloween costumes were.
Well. Yeah. All right. Well, what songs did you play?
Oh, yeah. So we started the show with the theme song to the show Stranger Things.
Have you seen that show?
Yes.
Is it good?
It's great.
Okay.
Season 2 was just released. Like 2 or 3
on
days
Netflix.
Ago. On, yeah, it's, not, it's
on
Netflix.
Is season 1 on Netflix?
Season 1 is, yeah, it's a Netflix show. So season 1 was last year and season 2 was just released. And it's kind of spooky. It's a little sci-fi fantasy-esque.
Hence the Stranger Things.
Yes, Stranger Things. It's basically, there's like an alternate dimension with like this really freaky monster in it that
is
breaking into reality and kidnapping people.
Yikes.
And it's run by the government.
Okay.
But it's good. They've got some really great characters. It's very suspenseful.
It's run by the government.
Yes.
A monster.
It kind of... Yeah, like the
should
government...
Not,
it's like a government
talking.
Weapon.
Oh,
I know. The government regulates our airwaves now. just in case people couldn't tell, this is a fiction show. It's not real.
That sounds cool, though.
But
I'll have to watch it.
It's a fun thing. So I put, it's spooky, so I played the theme song. And then we had a classic with the Purple People Eater. by Sheb Woolley. Didn't know that's who that was by until literally today. And then we had Michael Jackson's Thriller.
You like it? You say? You gotta play Thriller.
Yeah.
You gotta play Thriller.
It's Halloween.
It's Halloween.
That's what that song is for.
All right. You ready to play some more?
Yeah, I got some more. I hope everybody likes them.
All right.
Halloween music. Here we go. It
sounds good.
An eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
Now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash.
Easy, Igor. You impetuous young boy.
Mash. Good.
Monster mash.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a stretch in the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You're bringing me inside. That is the velvet dust. It really does feel insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation,
like you're under sedation.
To the left. Put your hands on your hips.
Control you, it's too close for comfort. Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
And now for an autumn outdoor exercise PSA. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Okay, I agree with that message, but it was maybe a little condescending.
Yeah.
Use your feet instead of your car.
Like, okay, not everyone can walk everywhere.
Yeah.
But
that's true.
If you can, go for a walk.
Yeah.
You don't have to walk, you know, to work or something, but
yeah,
go for a walk afterwards or something like
that. The colors, the tree colors have been really pretty.
True.
Actually, campus looks lovely. If you get outside campus, it's even better. Like, I don't really understand why these guys aren't.
You think?
Yeah.
I haven't been off campus in a little while. Yeah.
It's actually kind of weird.
Maybe I should take a walk.
Maybe you should. Off campus.
Here I go. No. Goodbye.
Just kidding. But yeah. No, it actually does feel like fall now, which is nice.
It does. It's nice and chilly today.
Mm-hmm. But not like too much. Well, it's sunny out too, which is nice. But
yeah, I'm not here for the rain. There's been a lot of rain recently. Mm. Not about it, but you know, oh well.
Oh, we at the Medford had a blackout for a little bit.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, so we didn't have power for like a while.
How long did you not have power?
The entire day yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. We were That's also really stressful, like gone. And
yeah,
then it got dark
the day,
and then we flipped the breakers again. So like, I don't really know when it came back on, but like, it was kind of a lot.
Wow,
we were
that's never happened.
Mm-hmm.
to me at this house before.
I was walking on the Boston Winthrop intersection and there were policemen like guiding the cars because the traffic lights were out.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, I didn't really realize it rained that hard until I woke up in the morning. People were talking about not having power, but...
Yeah. Well, I got back...
Somerville, I was fine.
I got back to campus kind of late, around like 9:30-ish, I guess, and it was pouring. It was like a river.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was really, really bad.
This was on Sunday?
Sunday.
Huh.
Yeah. So the aftermath, I think it was just like a lot of water and...
Yeah. The wind also. There was a lot of wind.
Especially yesterday, too.
Yeah.
Well, anyways. But now it's better. So go outside.
Yeah. Now it's beautiful.
If you want.
I still think you can hang out outside as long as you have an adequate jacket.
Yes. Make sure I found my hat that I had lost.
Yay!
Well, no, I had lost all like my, I didn't know where I put all my winter gear over the summer.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, okay, it's like getting colder now. Like, I'm going to need to like pull this stuff out soon. And I couldn't find it.
That would have sucked.
Like, oh my gosh. But I found it. It's okay. Everything's
Yay.
Okay.
Katie found her hat.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Claire, what music did we have?
Oh, what a great question. I was just going to say the same thing. okay. So to start off that set, we had Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers. Classic, obviously. and then we had Time Warp from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Bad Moon Rising by Creedence Clearwater Revival, followed by Disturbia by Rihanna, and then Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon, and Heads Will Roll, the 8-track remix by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Yeah. The Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
The Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Yeah. So that was my Halloween set for today.
All right.
Tried to channel my inner ooky spooky spooky. I hope you guys
did you like Halloween
it.
As a kid?
Yeah. Trick or treating sometimes made me kind of nervous though.
Why?
I don't know.
Walking up to strangers' houses and being like, "Give me candy."
Kind of late at night. And
yeah.
People wore scary costumes. But I did like candy.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
Oh, a favorite Halloween candy.
Me?
Yeah, yes.
Take five.
Interesting.
But also like Snickers.
Not a typical choice. I don't really see Take Five ever.
Yeah, they're pretty rare. That's probably why I like
them. Not really a thing. But okay.
I love them. They're so good. Honestly, like Snickers bars too, though, are like a good go-to for me.
They're kind of the same thing, aren't they?
No, Take Five has pretzels in it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a pretzel with like caramel and then like... nougat, and then it's covered in chocolate.
Oh wow.
But it's really good.
The pretzel, that sounds good, because that little bit of salty
and
crunchy,
it like adds
that
it
sounds
in.
Really good.
Wow. Honestly, I'm realizing that like Halloween candy kind of makes me feel sick, because like I have like, sugar high and I get really excited about it, and then I'm like, oh
I know, I can't really eat that much of it, like it's so chocolatey and sugary. Yeah. And it's not like, but, like high quality candy, you know, like a quality chocolate, like
you can eat a lot of that and you feel fine, but like,
see, as a kid though, I did not have this problem.
To be young.
Too young. What about you? What's your favorite Halloween
candy? Okay, I love Reese's, but obviously. But then I know
I like the mini peanut butter cups.
Oh, yes, the tiny ones.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the full one is kind of a lot. But then the little ones are good. They get kind of nice crunchiness on the sides. I don't know if you feel
that. Yeah, no, I feel like it has a little bit more structure to it.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It's not as mushy.
Yeah.
But then this is slightly controversial, but also Butterfingers.
I love Butterfingers.
Some people hate them. They kind of do get stuck all over your teeth,
really?
Which is a little gross.
Oh my gosh, no, they're so good.
Oh, no, they're so good. But some people like really are not a fan.
Interesting.
Yeah. So those are my two.
All right, well, good.
Yeah.
Great.
Hopefully they will come into my life sometime soon.
All right. Well, we have Halloween candy.
We do too.
All right.
But,
play some more music?
Yeah. Katie, hit it for us.
Behind love, that's all you ask of me. Darling, it is no joke, this is lycanthropy. The moon's awake now, with eyes wide open. My body is craving, so feed the hungry. I've been devoting myself to you Monday to Monday and Friday to Friday. Not getting enough retribution or decent incentives to keep me at it. I'm starting to feel just a little abused, like a coffee machine in an office. So I'm gonna go somewhere cozy to get me a lover and tell you about it. There's a she-wolf in the closet.
You gonna call
Ghostbusters?
she just wants some more. I think you better call
Ghostbusters.
Ow! Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
I think you better call
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
I can't do it. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Louder.
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Who can you call?
Ghostbusters.
Are back
to say goodbye.
Should we do a little quick song recap?
Oh yeah,
before?
Absolutely. Katie, do you want to do it
all
first?
Right, so we first had Hungry Like the Wolf by Duran Duran, then we moved to Shakira's She-Wolf, Ray Parker Jr. had Ghostbusters, Superstition by Stevie Wonder, and yeah.
That's it. So we hope that everybody has a safe and happy and fun Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be safe. Eat some candy.
Check your candy before you eat it. Oh, that sort of thing.
Yeah.